opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to the show. I am Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and tonight you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And I know every single month I say, boy, these are amazing heroes. I can't wait to share their stories with you. And here we are again. Tonight we have two amazing guests. We have Kelsey Halverson, and she is the founder and the director of Carrying Heroes. And you're going to hear more about that in just a moment. And then we also have with us an amazing volunteer, Tiffany Autobonny.
Autobonny, perfect.
All right. And Tiffany is just remarkable in her own right. She not only volunteers with Carrying Heroes, but she also does photography and has just a compassion for people overall. And so we're going to dive right in this evening, because before you know it, we get to the end of the show. So just a little highlight, before we dive in, is if you're just tuning in for the first time, Heroes of the North State is a show that celebrates those in our community who give back simply because it's the right thing to do. No one's asked them to. No one's told them to. They have a heart for community, for people, for animals, for anything that is just selfless. And these are our unsung heroes in our community. And what I find every time we do this show, when I'm looking for the next person to highlight in our community, people call me and say, Michelle, you need to talk to so-and-so. And I ran across Kelsey tonight because of Tiffany. And Tiffany and I were working on a project out at the Speedway that had to do with photography, and in conversation, this amazing nonprofit surfaced. So welcome, Kelsey. Thank you for being here this evening.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Kelsey, tell me a little bit. Let's tell our audience a little about who you are and how long you've been in our community.
So I was born and raised in Shasta County. I lived down in Sacramento for a few years for school, and then I've been in Redding for about 13 years now.
Okay, so you are a native.
I am a native. I am, yeah.
You don't get any more native than that.
Yeah.
So when you can talk about what hospital you were born in, then you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell me about Carrying Heroes. What it, just the short version, and then we'll get into more details. What is Carrying Heroes?
Yeah, the simplest way to say it is we rescue horses and we help people. And the people that we help are our military and our first responders. So whether you're current military family or a veteran, and then whether you're anything under the first responder category, plus other emergency workers like your ER, nurses and doctors, dispatchers, anyone within those categories, and immediate family members.
Okay. And so how long have you been doing this for?
We founded in January of 2021, so okay. pretty new.
Pretty new, but it's from the testimonies that I've seen on your website, which, by the way, you're listening right now, and pull it up on your phone, pull it up on your computer. If you're in your car when you get home, please take a look, because you'll want to go to carryingheroes.org. They're also on Facebook at Carrying Heroes, and you're going to see some remarkable photos and remarkable stories that have really impacted lives on how the horses really help those in need. For anyone who has come that is a participant and needs some type of support, or just there's just something about animals that just draw you in.
Yeah.
And so, but Tiffany, you have done an amazing job in your photography life capturing just the essence of what this program is really all about.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I hope I have. The horses actually, I loved being around them. And there was a sense of calmness that I had when I first walked onto the property. And then I bonded with one of the horses pretty much right away, Lieutenant. But it was just so easy to take the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also did photos of a family, a vet that had his family out there, and those photos are beautiful. And I know I have a day job. I work at Hill Country Care Center. So I work for mental health, a walk-in mental health crisis center. So we work with a crisis every day. And just being with the horses, I was able to just relax. It was just, they are so accepting of you. They're great. I didn't feel afraid, even though they're much bigger than I am.
Right.
But, and I think what it is these horses in particular have experienced their own trauma.
Mm. So they understand.
They have that weird sense about them. And when you're out there, you have to approach them calmly.
Right.
And I understand trauma. So
it was just really symbiotic. Mm-hmm. It seems like it was just the right fit. So then let's go back to how the two of you met. And I'll let Kelsey or Tiffany, whoever wants to kind of chime in on that.
Yeah, sure. So I had been asked just to speak at the Suicide Prevention Council. They meet twice or every 2 months. And so I just met Tiffany there, and we kind of went from there. She offered to come out and take some photos for our website, and then it's built from there.
Yeah.
But I was going to say one of the really neat things, I think, was the very first time you came out. Horses can be intimidating for a lot of people. They're just massive. But I looked over at her because I was going to go get another horse brushed and ready. And I'm like, do you feel comfortable with them? And I trust the two boys, Lieutenant and Wiley, with my life all the time. And so I know they're safe. And she looks at me and she's like, I feel really safe with them. Yeah. And I just thought that was so neat, because different people, when they come out, they use different language to describe what they feel just being on the property or with the animals. But I thought that was such a neat way to sum it up. And a lot of the people that come out, they do have PTSD. They don't, it's not a requirement to come out. We really just focus on stress relief. Hanging out with the horses will help anyone with stress relief. And so that's our focus. But if they do have PTSD or anxiety or anything like that, I felt like what she said just really summed it up, of like, you feel really safe around them, unless they put you out with the crazy thoroughbred, and then you might not. But.
So tell me a little bit about, so you said that, and Tiffany, you kind of alluded to it, and I read a little online, that your horses are rescue horses. How do you come to acquire them?
Yeah, so each of them, you know, they kind of find you in their own way. They each have their different stories, and it would take their own radio show to go over each of them. But mostly we focus on horses who are at risk of ending up in what's referred to as the slaughter pipeline, or they're already in it. And so those are horses that are sold for their meat, for human consumption or other reasons over the border. Yeah. And a lot of people aren't aware that that's still happening every day. And so there's a lot of horses that need homes, but if they're just older and they're already in a safe home, we try to encourage people to keep them, or we will help find a home for them if they need. We really like to focus on those ones who they really have been abandoned. They've been severely neglected and abused. And there's a really special thing that happens as you bring them back to life alongside other people who feel like, I had someone tell me just recently how our horse that we just lost last week, that was in very, very rough shape. We'd only had him a week, and he just had gone too long not getting care. And I had someone say, you know, how he looks on the outside is how I feel on the inside.
Oh,
and so there's just a really neat, like, unspoken thing that happens when a person who feels like that on the inside sees a horse who loves them and trusts them when they shouldn't, just from what they've been through. There's a bond and a connection that happens on a level that human to human doesn't happen, you know, but they see something in the horse and it helps them.
Do you think it's that we tend to put our defenses down when it's like, okay, so you and I chatting and we just met, I'm not going to open up and tell you everything about me. You know, it's just human nature to protect yourself.
Yeah.
But there's something about animals, and, you know, we hear about it all the time, whether it's a dog or a cat or, you know, your support animal.
Yeah.
Definitely truth to that. Those are a little harder to take with you. But there is something about a horse that draws you in my opinion. Yes. For me, my own experience has been, there's just something that makes you want to touch them.
Yep.
You want to lay your head on their neck. Yeah. And
you want to hug
you
them.
You want to hug
I
them.
I have people that come to put their arms around the horses that are not quite ready for it. So now those horses get practice hugs every day
yeah.
from me. I'm like, people just want to throw their arms around you, so we're going to practice.
Yeah, let me show you what that's like
yeah.
and take them out of their comfort
yeah.
zone.
Yeah. Here's so. The thing. Here's the
you know what? We want to hear the thing.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
You'll hear the thing.
Because yeah. I just got the light. We need to go to a commercial break. So thank you, ladies. We'll be right back. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and we'll be back in a moment.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
You know, I just love this song as it comes into the intro of the show, because it's because of heroes like you that really do make it possible for others to have a good life. I mean, just thinking about our conversations we had in the first break, if you're our listeners, you're just now tuning in and you're wondering what we're talking about, we are here tonight with Kelsey Haverson. Did I say that correctly? Founder and director of Carrying Heroes, and one of her key volunteers and community members, Tiffany Autobonny, and she is a local photographer that works side by side with them. As we talk about that special bond between horses and people who are participants that come out because, you know, they just need a stress relief, or they have situations in their life, and there's just something about animals, and we were talking about that before we went to break, and then Tiffany said, I got a thing, and then we had to go to break, so I'm going to let her share her thought.
All right, so here's my thought on that. What I felt, especially with Lieutenant, is complete unconditional acceptance.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, he wasn't afraid of me, and I didn't feel any fear towards him, even though he can be intimidating. I can see that. But he'd come and he'd put his nose on my shoulder. I think I was putting away my camera gear, and he's right behind me at the vehicle. You know?
So he's feeling that same connection. And so I think sometimes as humans, top of the food chain, we think, you know, we're it. But then these animals, they sense that in you, that you were open probably and accepting.
Yeah.
No fear.
No. I didn't feel any fear towards any of the horses at all.
Yeah.
I was cautious around Gabriel, because he's a little flighty.
Yeah.
So
he's probably new in his journey.
I don't know.
Just a different journey.
Yeah.
Just a different. I mean, I noticed, especially in working with folks who have a mental illness, and are going through it, is I know, and if there's especially trauma, is they're flighty too in a way,
right?
You know, their behavior, they'll, you know, maybe act out. They don't comprehend things real well.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed with Gabriel, and Kelsey was so patient with him. She was trying to brush him because he was not white anymore when I came out to take his photo. But, you know, it was just you have to have patience to work with the animals.
Well, and I would assume, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but Kelsey, I would assume that not everyone's going to, just like in life, we don't all connect to the same person the same way.
Right. Yeah.
So even though for you, maybe it was a little bit of a, you know, struggle, I don't know if that's the right word, but for someone else, may get a totally different experience.
Yeah. And so I've had a couple stories come to mind with Gabriel. One guy came out who's a paramedic and has had some other first responder experience. And so Lieutenant, who Tiffany's sharing about, he's just my love bug. Like, he loves everybody. He's a social butterfly. He wants to be everybody's best friend. He wants to do whatever you're doing. And him and Wiley are best friends. So he's right there with him. And so people love that because you, especially first time coming out, just to feel a horse who does want to connect so eagerly with you.
Right.
But then Gabriel, he was a racehorse in his younger years. Mm. And I've only had him a couple years, but he was just tucked by himself in a backyard in the middle of town where he was at, where they hadn't touched him in 3 years. He hadn't been around other horses for at least 3 years. And then as I started to get to know him and handle him, he actually has PTSD himself, like he really does, where he just, something would trigger him and he turns into a different horse and overreacts. So we've been real patient and just helped him process through that, and he does, and he's a lot better. And so, but he will, horses will feed off of your energy and your emotion. So if you're really calm, typically they'll be really calm.
Right.
If you are nervous, certain ones that are more sensitive, they're going to mirror your energy. And so Gabe does that a lot. And so someone had come out who had some anxiety and stress, and Gabe starts running his fence line and acting out in just a sense where he's hollering
just
being a horse that's a little bit uncomfortable, worked up. And so the guy had already met Lieutenant and Wiley, and he's like, you know, I love these guys because they'll just snuggle with you. And he said, but I really like the crazy one was the term that he used. But he said, because it's like he gets me. And even on the outside, you walk past people every day and you don't know what they've just seen, you know, on that emergency call they went on or whatever's happening. But on the inside, there's a lot happening that they can't show. And horses are the same. Yeah. They can't show pain because then you're vulnerable. And so they have to hide it too. And so it's neat to have such a different dynamic in each horse that different people can connect in different ways.
Right.
And the walls do come down. You know, to connect with the horse, and most people, you want to connect with the horse, you have to let your walls down because they feel that. If you've got walls up, they're not going to want to come as close. But if you can learn how to drop those walls, they do come in.
So is this on a one-on-one session or?
Yep. So everything we do is one-on-one. You're the, unless you want to bring your family, or sometimes people want to bring somebody with them, a spouse or family member, just that first time, or if they want to every time, I'm fine with that too. But there's nothing else going on the property while you're there. It's 5 acres. The whole neighborhood is pretty quiet, just so there aren't other distractions or things to worry about.
So if you're a person who is in need and you're listening right now, and you want to be a participant, so Kelsey, how do they get a hold of you? Maybe.
Yeah. The easiest way, just the simple thing to do is go to our website, so carryingheroes.org, and there'll be a contact button you can click, and then just fill out your really basic contact information. And we just ask your current kind of average stress levels just so that we have something to gauge how soon we need to get you plugged in. But usually you'll hear from me within a day or so, and then we'll schedule from there. And it's really flexible. It's not a program. It's not, you know, it's whatever works for people for stress relief. So sometimes people come every week. Sometimes people come once a month. It's just really whatever's going to help people the most.
So it's your own therapy, so to speak.
Yeah, without therapy.
Yeah, without therapy. Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, some people sit under a tree.
Yeah.
You know, watch the leaves blow. Me, I love to go to the ocean and just sit quietly on the beach and listen to the waves, and it just recenters me, is what I say. It defrags my brain. Yeah. It's all those worries and busy life can be stressful. Kind of feed into this conversation, Tiffany, but stress comes on all levels. I don't think you necessarily have to have the most traumatic experience to have that level of stress that just needs to just kind of just take a breath and, you know, to get to the next whatever thing life brings you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And stress affects everybody differently.
Yes.
And, what might affect somebody doesn't affect somebody else. Like if somebody is experiencing a financial difficulty, somebody might not care about money.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't get it.
Yes.
I think what Kelsey does especially is with first responders and those in the military, they're under a different kind of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that stress is daily and it's constant.
Yeah.
And this program is great. I do have to say something about when I was out there taking photos of Brave and with his vet, I got this shot and it was beautiful. And this was one of our vets, manly guy, you know, and I got a shot of him standing next to Brave, and he picked Braveheart because Brave had this quiet strength. I asked him specifically, what is it that drew you to this horse?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he's strong. Mm. He's strong. And Brave had been through a lot himself. And had the scars on his knees to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So Brave's head is down. He's grazing right at the boots of the vet. And the vet's got his hand on Brave's neck and his head is bowed. And there is, you literally can see the connection in that photo.
Yeah. I love that photo.
Yeah.
So you sent me some photos to look at. So tell me, and I was in awe, honestly, because you can, when you know, some photos just hit you like that. When you open them up, you're like, some are like, oh, that's really nice. But these ones, you're absolutely correct.
Family.
It pulls you in, and you can feel the healing, the release of what's going on in that exact photo. So is that particular one on the website?
I think it is.
So let me spell that out, even though it's easy. You've got a great name. Carrying Heroes. So it's CarryingHeroes.com. So you'll want to go there and really get to know this. It's a 501c3, right?
Yeah. And so it's .org.
.org. Oh, okay. Hey, there you go. And that's why I love it. Thank you for correcting me. So carryingheroes.org. Definitely want to check that out. And so, but it's definitely .com for Facebook, right? Okay. Perfect. So let's talk a little bit about, we have the different, like, I was reading on your website, just the different, participants that would come out. Oh, I just saw our light. See, it goes by so quickly. So we're going to, go ahead and wrap up this session. We're going to go into a commercial break, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about those who've been served, how you can get involved, all the other things that are associated with Carrying Heroes. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing. And tonight we have live in the studio Kelsey Alvarez. She's the founder and the director of Carrying Heroes. And we're talking about the impactful, just something impactful that happens when you bring a participant together with a horse that also was a rescue animal and that bond that's created. And on the break we were talking about What does this cost? And then we had an aha moment. So, Kelsey, I'll let you go ahead.
Yes. So there's no cost ever. Anyone who's eligible to come out, it's free of charge every time.
Wow. That is amazing. And so a lot of people have not even probably in their life had an opportunity to be close to a horse.
Right.
I would assume.
Yeah.
And then maybe there are some that just know the power of a horse and they don't have one now or they haven't had. I imagine it's across the board.
Yeah.
So amazing. So then it's a 501c3. So even though it's free to those who are in need, it's not free because I
the horses do not eat for free.
No, exactly. It takes a village, right? It takes our whole community to come together. So are there ways that the community can support?
Yeah, a really simple way, honestly, is just if you feel moved by what you do and you do want to help out financially, through our website, there's a donate button and you can sign up as a monthly supporter. I tell people even $5 a month. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot. Those numbers add up. And so if you do feel moved and you feel like, hey, I want to put my money into this, I get to see it every day that lives are changed. Like they really are. And the horses do the work. You know, I'm there to feed them and help facilitate that connection or just for people to feel safe with them. But I get to just step back and you see like what Tiffany was sharing about our horse Braveheart with the veteran that was working with them. And you could pick it up in the photograph that you just, it's like this really special moment you can't even put into words.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a neat thing to be part of. So if you do feel like you want to support us, just honestly signing up for $5 a month, and you can do that through our website.
So you have a list of those that are involved, your team.
Yeah.
And you know, this is what I love about Kelsey and also the same with Tiffany. As I'm looking on the website, she's the last photo. Okay. So her title is founder and CEO, but she is like down next to credits. Which I love that, and that's why you're here tonight. So just want to point that out.
Yes, in case I did the website. I did that on purpose.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a humble thing, and that's what I love about it.
She does not like having her photo taken.
Oh, well, you know, that goes along with the Heroes of the North State and what you're talking about. Heroes are typically in the background.
Yeah.
Quietly doing the work. You know, it's not like you're shouting on the rooftop so people, participants can come out, but at the same time, you're not saying, look at me, look what I did. It's more about, look what our horses are doing for others. I love that. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you for that. So you have a team, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you currently, board of directors, and I'm sure it takes every single one of you doing your part. So your question of the day before we go into how other avenues of where people can get their needs met. Who cleans the stalls every day? How do you do that?
That would be me.
That would be you.
Most of our horses, so we don't actually have stalls. Okay. A lot of it is pasture, but I still clean those every day. And yeah, right now we only have 6 horses, so, you know.
So how many times do you have to feed? What's the feeding regimen?
Usually twice a day. Okay. So I'm out there, yeah.
And so pitchfork or back a truck?
No, just out there with that wheelbarrow.
See, now this is the horses do the work part. I agree.
Some people do the CrossFit. I do farm fit.
Yes. Yeah, that is a true story. Those who are, working the land understand that completely.
Yep.
So we're making jest of that and making light of it, but at the same time, I'm looking at your meeting a need and your statistics page on Caring Heroes on your .org, where it just, some of these statistics are just, they just blow my mind. Veterans, you say more than 1 out of 5 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans suffer from PTSD or a major depression. And the list goes on. Nearly 13% of all veterans have been diagnosed with PTSD. 13%. That's huge.
Yeah.
Compared to 6.8% of the general population. It's more than double.
Right.
Just a little bit more than double. We talk about military families and how they're affected. 92% of spouses of reservists feel increased stress during their spouse's deployment. I can understand that. Just have a family member go away for the weekend.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure they're safe. And 85% feel anxious or depressed, and 88% experience feelings of isolation and loneliness. 88%.
That's high.
Yeah,
that's very high.
That is incredibly high. And there's other statistics that I'm not reading. The one that really stopped me was the military children. I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about that. And Chelsea, I'll let you go ahead and go into that if you'd like.
Yeah, so, and we have all these statistics and the references on our website, but 1 in 4 military children have seriously considered suicide. So not just a fleeting thought, but they did some research and some surveys, and 1 in 4. And so it just shows that all those statistics are just to help people realize that stress is a big part of that. You know, they kind of go hand in hand. So our focus is reducing stress however we can, whether it's the family, the kids, the actual person who is in service, that we really just want to help reduce that stress so that overall in their life, things can get better. And most people who come out, when you sign up that little contact form, we offer the question, is there anything specific you want to get out? And you don't have to answer it, but if there is, we just want to make sure that we can address that. Most people say, I just want some peace.
Yeah. Wow.
And they do. And they come out and they're like, I feel safe. It feels so peaceful here. And so, you know, we really do just tailor it individually to what people need.
So what part of the community are you in? So you're in Shasta County?
Yep. So we're about 10 minutes outside of Redding. So it's real close to get to out in the Bella Vista area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's, I mean, I keep coming back to children with a military family member experience poor well-being overall and higher rates of depression. When I think about that, what stops me and makes me a little bit quiet for a second in my mind is these numbers are real people, obviously, who are serving us every single day. And the sacrifice that they're making for us and that their families are making all the way down to the children, I think sometimes, I mean, maybe it shouldn't be like an aha moment for me, but you know that they miss their parents when they're away, but one in four consider suicide, that really just stopped me. So, again, and thank you for what you're doing.
And there's some, a lot of the services that do exist are for the actual person, the actual military person or the first responder who's in that job. It's not necessarily for the family members. But we know, like you're saying, they make sacrifices too. You know, mom or dad's not home at Christmas or birthdays or for a year. And so really being able to support the entire family ends up supporting the person who is also serving.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't recall if I ask you this. Do they ride the horses while they're there or is it?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on, so our horses are all rescued. So most of them do have different physical ailments where they're not necessarily able to carry a rider or not a very large rider. So we do have those. It just, part of it depends on the horses that we have on hand and how they're feeling. But most people don't actually care to ride. You know, that it's a nice thing, but, and I've worked with horses and doing this type of work for probably around 10 years now, like on a weekly basis. And the most powerful moments I've seen is not on the back of a horse. It's when a person's 2 feet on the ground. And so we really just help facilitate that and help the person know, how do you connect? How do you get a horse to feel safe enough with you that you can walk around their pasture with no lead rope, no halter, no anything, and they're just side by side with you. Mm-hmm. And those types of moments, I think what I've seen is they heal something in a different way than just riding on the back.
Yeah.
It's very special to also get to have them carry you. Yeah. And that was part of the name in the beginning was like, oh, the horses are going to carry the riders, the heroes. But what we've seen and kind of how it's played out is that it's more like carrying them through a harder time, a harder season, and then they get through that season and they come back and tell us, you honestly saved my life by being there, and now I'm okay. You know, we stay in touch with them just to make sure. We'll check in from time to time, but a lot of them, it's kind of like we're able to carry them through whatever rough patch they were in, and then they get to the other side and they're like, I'm good now. Like, I don't need to come out, or maybe I will every now and then.
I think what it is, after watching that family and then knowing how I felt, is whatever you have going on, you know, with PTSD, you have the anxiety as well as the depression, or, you know, and with the anxiety, your mind is just going. You cannot shut it off. Mm-hmm. And when you're out there, you feel the peace.
Yeah.
I mean, your mind just shuts down. It's all about the horse and building that bond.
There's something about, you know, our human mind finding that still, quiet place that allows us just naturally, biologically, whatever, to find, to go into that healing.
Yeah.
But getting all that noise, just silence.
Yeah. And that's what I noticed within me. And, I mean, for a lieutenant to not even be on a lead and just follow me was really cool. He trusted me, just like I trusted him.
Right.
You know, it's building that. And I had only been out there for, what, 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that.
What is the average length of a visit when someone comes out?
We plan on an hour. Okay. A lot of times it might be a little bit more than that. It just depends on if we're talking about things or they want to learn more. But we typically just plan on an hour.
Yeah. So this must be, we were talking about your day job.
Yeah.
And we said this is your volunteer passion, but how did right. you say that?
Yeah, so my joke, people have said like, oh, that's so cool, you have horses in your free time, and I paused and say, no, I think I work in my free time. My horses take all the yeah. all my time.
Exactly right. So then we were talking about your family. It definitely has yeah. to be a family affair.
Yeah, and so my parents help a lot. My sister will come out when she can, and it is very much a family thing. You know, it's that they believe my parents just, when I said, okay, this is what we're doing, they jumped in full wow. on board, and, you know, we helped find a piece of land and stuff where we knew that this could be the permanent place for it.
Yeah. So when we're going to take a commercial break again, we're going to come back and have our last segment. And let's talk about that and, like, what really was that thing that said, hey, we're going to do this. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. And live in the audience is Kelsey Alvarez, founder and director of Caring Heroes. And along with her, a key volunteer, Tiffany Ottobani. And she is a photographer. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and how you can see some of her work right after this break.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
3-6-5-3-7-9-3. Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And we are here with Kelsey Alverson, so sorry. I guess it just rolled off my tongue incorrectly last break. So thank you for coming. And she's the founder and director of Carrying Heroes and also is with us is Tiffany Ottobani, and she is a photographer and her day job is a team lead at Hill Country Care Center, which is a walk-in mental health crisis center. So your day job is just like you'd have to go to the horses every day. Right. I mean, thank you for doing that. That is really, I mean, to me, it seems so heavy, but you have just such a wonderful disposition. I can see you're in the right place.
Thank you. Yeah. It's challenging work. It's at times heartbreaking work. But there's a lot of rewards to it when we see clients who are able to overcome such adversity and start making steps to have, you know, to do what they want with their life.
Yes.
In a healthy way.
Yes. And so, to be able to help them on that journey.
Yeah. In a very non-judgmental way.
Right. So, Tiffany, you also do photography. Yeah. And I know our break is going to be a little bit short, and I'm sorry we talk so much, but I just tell us how we can see your work.
So I'm still building my website. My company is Photography by Tiffany. I am an event photographer, meaning I primarily shoot events such as the races down at Shasta Speedway.
Yes.
I'm the photographer for them. I just completed my third year of shooting or photographing Cool April Nights.
Yes, amazing work.
And I love shooting feel-good things. Just Carrying Heroes, because of the message and because I'm able to capture those bonds, I will probably be shooting for her for quite some time because I just love it. It's beautiful out there. So you can get a hold of me on Facebook.
And so how will they find you on Facebook?
Just type in Tiffany Ottobani. Right now it's just my personal page, but I also... my phone number is area code 530-921-8679, and that's a good way to get in touch with me and find out how I can help you. Again, I primarily do events. I have done senior portraits, family portraits, engagement shoots.
So let me spell your name, Tiffany, because you spell it different than normal. So it's Tiffany, and then your last name, Ottoboni.
Correct.
So please, everyone, look up and see what Tiffany has done. It's amazing. And thank you for giving of yourself and helping Kelsey with this project.
It's fun.
So Kelsey, I'm reading some of these testimonials that were on the website, and one of them was, I truly felt hope. It says, today was the first time I truly felt hope and smiled for real in a long time. Thank you for helping others like us. Thank you for giving us hope, surviving spouse and first responder. Doesn't that make you want to cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is wonderful. And then this other one is, you saved my life. And we talked about that earlier. You honestly did, from a veteran. And it's those simple acts of kindness that makes us show what it is and it makes our community what it is, because it's people like you who are making a difference in the lives of others just because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So leading to that, so you were founded in 2021?
Correct.
And what led you to that?
I had been volunteering for about 8 years with the horse program that helps kids, Exodus Farms in town.
Yes.
Probably a lot of people have heard of them. And someone had approached the director there to say, hey, you do this for kids. Is there any program that you offer for veterans? And two people within the same week. So it was kind of the need is here. Let's see what we can do. So we started as a very tiny side program, a few hours once a week.
Yeah.
Within Exodus Farms, we were trailering down to Cottonwood to use a facility down there. And it just, from there, there was one of the team leaders was like, you know, Carrying Heroes, which we had just called it as the program, they were like, it really has its own heartbeat. Like, it's supposed to be its own thing. And so from there, we just made the decision. Let's found it as a nonprofit. So we're our own now and still have just, you know, relationships with Exodus Farms. But that was really the start of it. And how it happened was the director there said, you know, do you know anybody who would want to run a program like this? with us. They'd have to be a man. They'd have to be a veteran and, you know, something else. And so I'm, as it turned out, it was me.
Yeah. You're like, party of one
not
right here.
Yes. As we just started pulling it together and really just letting it become what it wanted to be and needed to be,
yeah,
and kind of forming it from there, it is what it is now.
You know, that's what I find the theme of this show is the people that end up in the positions like you are those that follow the heart and the need of the community and not try to force it to be something that it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
And when that happens, I think that's when I personally have noticed the greatest gain or reward from it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's amazing. So you're waking up, what, 5 o'clock in the morning? No, I don't know.
You know, there is pasture out there,
okay,
so I don't worry about them. You don't have to get up.
So they're grazing, and then you give them some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. We have cattle, but I don't know a lot about horses. So I probably should. So tell me as far as supporting. So we talked a little bit about people can go online and make a contribution.
Yeah.
If they can or are able to. I mean, any donation counts.
Yeah.
It all adds up. At the end of the day, it's about helping those who are participants that need it the most, their families if it's required, and rescuing horses.
Yeah.
And how old is your oldest horse that you have?
I have two that are 29.
Oh, okay.
And we know because one's a Mustang, so he's branded. The other one was the racehorse, so he's got a tattoo that tells us how old they are.
Oh.
You would never guess. By seeing them, you'd
see, younger.
Most of them are in their 20s, so they're considered senior age.
Mm. Do you, off the top of your head, do you know what's the youngest vet you've been able to help that has come out?
Probably mid 20s.
And then, like, on the other spectrum?
70s.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them may not have served in a long time.
Right.
And they're still carrying whatever.
Yeah.
Our Vietnam vets, you know, the ones from Korea, they come with a lot. And they are kind of lost because we now know after Iraq and Afghanistan that they suffer PTSD, whereas our Vietnam vets, they weren't treated real well when they came back because that was a war most people rebelled against.
Yeah.
Right? So when our vets came back, they were kind of treated poorly by folks, and they had to hide, you know?
Yeah.
So
understood. You're right. The reception wasn't a warm welcome in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So family members. So I understand what you're saying about that. So we want to get involved. We're a community. We want to get involved. We can get involved financially. Is there a volunteer opportunity or is that a little bit harder just because of the nature of what you're doing?
Yeah, the nature of what we do, even the type of horses we take in and stuff too, and the people coming out, the volunteers are pretty much just referral based or they are people, which is the cool part of this, people who have come and spent time with us, signing up kind of as a participant, and then they want to give back. So then they are kind of that next realm of volunteers.
Yeah.
So we don't necessarily just take in people that want to sign up as volunteers. It's mostly referral or people who have already been out there with us.
Okay. So the funds that you're raising are helping to, I'm assuming, like vet costs or?
Yeah, the majority goes to feed.
Okay. Yes.
And we do have a breakdown on the website. So it's all volunteer run. I don't get paid a cent. None of us get paid. So it's just the horses get fed.
Yeah.
And so then you have your just basic care, their hooves getting trimmed by farrier and vet, veterinary costs.
Yeah.
And then we do have our land and insurance is kind of the other bigger cost.
Right.
But,
yeah. So then, do you do big fundraisers or
so Jersey Mike's just did a big fundraiser for us this last March. So that was the first big fundraiser we've done. The other ones have just been real small online fundraisers. And part of that was just, you know, we're barely 2 years old.
Right.
So just kind of getting the foundation of everything set. And then now that people are starting to know us more, we would like to do bigger in-person type fundraisers too. So that will come down the road, I'm sure.
Yeah. And that's that thing, just not forcing it. It'll just, when it's meant to happen, the right person will step up or the right situation will come into play. way.
Yeah, but absolutely, if there's people or, you know, community groups or church groups that do want to do even just small car wash type fundraisers or something for mm-hmm. us, we love those types of partnerships.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have a family member, I'm speaking to our listening audience now, if you yourself or you know have a loved one or a neighbor or someone who could be a participant who could benefit from just, I don't know, horse love.
Yeah. Companionship.
You know, companionship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because like we were saying, the horses are getting just as much out of it.
Yeah.
Which is remarkable. So, please give them a call. So it's carryinghorses.org.
Caring heroes.
Heroes.
But the horses are the heroes.
Yes. I told you on the break, I can mess up words very easily. So say it one more time, Kelsey.
Carryingheroes.org.
Perfect. Yeah. And this is our episode. I hear the music. We are, thank you ladies for coming. Tiffany, thank you so much. And we are going to be back again next month on the second Thursday of the month. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade. Thank you ladies.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.